you're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So, we are about to have a Pisces new moon, which is very, oh my gosh, it's very difficult to pin down. It's a good way to put it. It's definitely a time, and Mercury has just gone retrograde. There's a new moon in Pisces. Uranus is moving from Aries into Taurus. There is the new moon is conjunct Neptune. So there's a lot going on. We're definitely, the sun has moved into Pisces last week. So it's just a very, like, nothing is as it seems time for all of us. So trying to be clear is just not really where it's at right now. It's better if you can take your time to kind of go with the flow and know that you're not going to be as clear-headed and forward-moving as you might like to be. So the tricky part comes is when we need to be clear-headed or we're going to be doing something that requires us to be like very thoughtful, like traveling, for instance. It's like really, that's why Mercury retrograde isn't the greatest time to travel, because things get mixed up. Details aren't clear. Just these little, you know, little communications just don't go as planned, which can make traveling very difficult. So it's generally Mercury retrograde when your flight is delayed or you're laid up in the hotel because there was a snowstorm at the airport, or just, you know, mix-ups in travel plans. Like, I can't believe this, that this is the second time I'm about to go on a trip to Mexico. And 2 years ago, we took a trip to Mexico and we drove, and it was the first time actually that we'd been without our daughter in her whole life. It was the first time we'd been alone. And it was like, she was going to be, I guess she would have been 14 at the time. So it was going to be exciting and romantic. We're going to go on this road trip together. We had our dog with us, and it was not exciting and romantic. It was, every hotel that we stayed at smelled like pee. It was like, what? How is this even happening? And we didn't want to stay at nice hotels because we were sneaking the dogs in. We actually had two dogs with us. My mother-in-law's dog was with us too. So we didn't want to stay somewhere that, you know, was overly nice, because if we got caught sneaking the dogs in. So anywho, it was a trip that, and the thing is I knew that we were going in Mercury retrograde, and it just so worked out for my hubby's holidays, and that's why we had to do it. So I kind of knew that things could go wrong. So my expectations weren't overly high, which was good, because as we progressed through our holiday, and we're driving along the like West Coast through Oregon and Washington and California, and so it's supposed to be kind of pretty good weather, right? But instead, we took a wrong turn trying to go to a hot spring and ended up in this Californian mountain pass. So we're literally in a mountain pass with like snow, like a full on like snowed in. They have to plow the road for you to even drive on it at all. And we're running out of gas while we're doing this. There's just like so many things. We ended up getting to a little ski resort gas station and making it to another hotel that smelled like pee. But it's just this whole trip, nothing was romantic or lovely. It was just a big giant pain in the ass. So that's the sort of thing that can happen. So don't have huge expectations. In fact, I'm about to leave on another little trip in Mercury retrograde. So I'm sure I'll have some stories to tell. Fingers crossed that because of my very low expectations, even if stuff does come up, I'll be able to take it in stride and it won't be such a big deal. One good thing is I'm going somewhere in Mexico that I've been before. So maybe that retrograde redoing things and revisiting and that sort of thing will come into play as well, which would be good. So we've got that. Mercury has gone retrograde on the 5th of March. March, the whole month, is kind of plagued by confusion. We do have, though, the Pisces new moon. So new moons are kind of like our chance to reset and refocus and go forward. But with the Pisces new moon, it's the last sign of the zodiac, right? So it's more of a finishing up feel, or like the pause before the beginning. So maybe finishing up is too clear-headed. It's too purposeful finishing up. This instead now it's kind of a floating energy. And that, if you can go with that and be happy to be in this sort of timeless space where your agenda is very open, then you can handle the energy much more comfortably, which of course you want to do, because pushing forward when you shouldn't be just causes hassle. But sometimes we can't help it, right? So we can't all be like, whoa, the world needs to stop because Mercury's retrograde. Although we'd be kind of wise if we did do that, at least slow things down a bit. So the fifth is Mercury goes into retrograde. So we've got until about mid-April before it's back on track, or kind of early mid-April, which is when you want to consider buying electronics or vehicles or anything to do with communications. Wait until April, unless you're kind of forced into it. And then who knows, you know, what are you going to do? You've got to buy a new communications device, then you have to. So then you write this down. Did I buy this in Mercury retrograde? How did it go? Sometimes you can just be like, for instance, my computer, which I've been using for about 5 years now, and I use it for everything. And it started to do this weird thing a couple weeks ago where it would just freeze. There was like, I couldn't do anything. It had this weird kind of pixelated screen on it, and I shut it down and it managed to restart, but it did it again. And then I was like in a panic that, oh my God, it's Mercury retrograde. It's going to go down on me. I have all these things to do. I need to have my computer. So that night I actually ended up like shopping on Amazon for like 3 hours, trying to figure out what was the best option for me with considering what my needs are. And it's nice to have something that's quiet with a solid state hard drive, like all these little, I got to be like super focused, super, super focused until the next day I woke up and I went and bought myself a new computer right before Mercury retrograde. Like I'm always telling people, don't buy computers in Mercury retrograde. But I felt like it was a better like move to carefully close down my old chug computer and put it to the side while Mercury is retrograde and invest my energy in this new computer. So we'll see. I hope I didn't make a mistake. So far, I love it. And it was a couple days before Mercury went retrograde, and it happened all very quickly and effortlessly. So I do hope that I'm not regretful, because Mercury retrograde is no joke. So, and it is Pisces time. Like I said, I might be more of a rambler, which apparently I feel like I'm doing right now. So let me focus. We've got the new moon on the 6th in Pisces. It's quite a lovely day. Like there are wonderful aspects that are connected to this moon. The Pisces is ruled by Neptune, and this new moon is actually conjoined with Neptune as well. So that Neptunian energy is very, it rules the movie industry and glamour and illusion. Like makeup is ruled by Neptune, because you can totally change or disguise or even deceive somebody with makeup. Like, oh, there's a funny little video about, oh my God. I'm rambling. Anyway, it's a funny little video about how to fool people into thinking you're beautiful. It's a little YouTube video my daughter got me onto, and she's a pretty funny lady, Jenna Marbles. So anywho, if you have a chance to look her up and have some laughs, that's a good thing to do. Laughing is always a good thing to do. So finding funny people to watch is very healthy. There's a quote, and I don't know who it's from, but the quote goes, "He who laughs lasts." And I really believe that. I think that humor is just such a savior from so many things. So with this Pisces new moon, there is like, there's a chance for you to tap into your dreams, tap into your inspiration, and your spirit guides or your higher self, the otherworldly world is easy to tap into right now. And also, if there's any sort of art or like literally visual art or musical art, poetry, all these things are very much supported in Pisces. Sleeping, you might be like super tired. I notice when Pisces comes along, I think that we're more sensitive to the different frequencies and the different resonances in the universe. So when Pisces is in the house, we need to nap more. And you might be like in the middle of like a normal day, it's like 2 p.m. and all of a sudden you're exhausted. And if you can arrange to just lie down and nap, it's very regenerating at times like that. And you're like, I feel like we're getting upgraded in when we're getting tired like that, that we need to go and be at rest so that our whole system can regenerate. If we're always like driving ourselves into the ground, how can we recover and regenerate? We need to definitely be peaceful. So with this new moon, take time to tap into your dreams, tap into what you would like to create for yourself, what you would like to create for the world, what you have to offer. And being a humanitarian and of service and empathizing, your empathy is going to be really strong. Your sensitivities will be really strong. So if you have to be in public places, make sure that you are feeling very grounded and very clear. And do little things that you can to keep yourself grounded and clear. If you can, ideally, don't go out into public spaces. Just hole up in your a little abode and, you know, surround yourself with very lovely scents and lighting and comfortable places to sit and music that's inspiring, and maybe you watch a movie and just do lovely nurturing in your safe little bubble things. Like, this would not be the day with this full moon to be shopping or doing something that takes you into the public arena. But it is definitely a time to write down your dreams and or draw them or do whatever you can to get them from inside of you into the physical world, which is creating a piece of art or writing things down or creating audio. All of this is a way to get it out into the world. So there is a difficult little bit of a twist aspect between Jupiter and Pisces, this new moon too. So there could be a need for you to expand and adventure and be truthful. And then there's this other part of you that's like, oh, I just want to hole up and be, I guess, deceitful comes to mind. It's like the opposite of truthful. But I think the Jupiter energy wants the truth, and the Pisces energy, it can be very deceitful, not necessarily on purpose, but because it's, you know, I need to call in sick for work because I need to take care of myself. So they're telling a lie, but they get to stay home from work. So it all works out without trying to be mean or deceitful, but it's not exactly above board. So there's this pull kind of going on in your psyche with the Jupiter square, the moon. So part of you, it also creates growth. So you might have to be forced into something that you knew you had to do, but you might have not been ready. Or you kept avoiding it. And now, wha-bam, there's nothing to avoid because you're going to be forced into it. So keep that in mind. There's like a truth and illusion energy going on right now. What's the truth? What's the illusion? That's, I think, even though there's all this Piscean energy, we can still keep clear if that is our intention. Just know that you might not be clear. Even knowing you're not clear, at least you don't go charging ahead, making commitments or doing things, signing documents, doing things like that when you know, hey, I'm not clear right now. I can't make clear decisions. So that is the new moon on Wednesday. Then we have the moon right shortly thereafter conjoining with Chiron in Aries. So this is all still new to us, the Chiron in Aries energy. We're all like possibly feeling our wounds a little more, feeling the wounds to our identity, those of us who have in some way been wounded, but because of who we are. And gosh, there's so many of us. I can't believe I just used the word gosh and in a podcast. There are so many of us that are wounded in so many ways, and especially to our identity. I really believe that the whole process of schooling our children has nothing to do with education and very much is detrimental to many identities of many children. And some children, very few, like I would say 1/12 of all children actually enjoy the structure and enjoy being told what to do and how to do it and when to learn and what to learn. But I think the rest of us come in as sovereign beings. We're not here so we can sit in a box in a classroom under fluorescent lights for our entire childhoods. So there is that sort of wound to our identity right out of the gate. And we're all grappling with that. So there might be a trigger for that when the moon crosses over Chiron in Aries. You might get to have a good glimpse of what you're dealing with for your own personal identity wound and how you can go about healing it. And generally that just means you just kind of go forth. You push through and allow the feelings to come up as they need to come up. And know, you got to talk yourself through these things. You don't want to self-medicate, or you don't want to like shove your feelings down. You don't want to suppress anything, because when you suppress stuff, especially with Chiron, it can end up just being so distorted and twisted and drastic. Whereas if you could just feel your feelings, you can step into your power and create the life that you're meant here to create. And often with the Aries energy, it is something to do with being a leader or leading the way, being a pioneer, a way shower. People need, probably quite a few of, like at least half of the zodiac wants to know what to do. What should we do? How do we do it? Whereas Aries never thinks that. It always knows what to do and what it wants to do and when it wants to do it. So we can all kind of tap into that lovely energy with this new entry. There's so many changes. Like really, there is a lot of changes going on this week. We also have, we've been building it. We had a little taste of it last year, but Uranus is moving into Taurus. And this is very different than as it was in Aries. When it first moved into Aries in 2011, that was the day that the tsunami in Japan occurred and the Fukushima nuclear plant was compromised. That was like the very day that Uranus moved into Aries, which is bam. And it's very drastic and shocking and such upheaval. So I don't know that it with Taurus. Taurus is more of it's like really different than Aries. Aries is angry and fiery and frustratable. And Taurus is usually very patient and very methodical and slow moving. And it can be like, there's just a stubbornness that can make Taurus. I sometimes joke around that Taurus can be stubborn to the point of stupidity, because even if you like lay it all out, but why they should change their mind or why they should take this new idea, they're just sort of naturally built to dig in and keep things the same. They're same stairs. They're like the opposite of way showers. They're same stairs. So, but Uranus is a change-making electric energy that connects kind of the physical realm to the higher realms as well, like electric thoughts and ideas and innovation and computers and technology. And it's very different than Taurus. So I think that there's going to be a lot of, I definitely wouldn't be surprised if there's earthquakes or earth changes. Earthquakes make a lot of sense. Even lava like that. There was right when it was happening last year, when it popped into Taurus, there was all that lava that I'm sure we all see those YouTube videos of lava like free flowing in Hawaii, just crazy like lava rivers. And I thought that's perfect for Uranus in Taurus. It's like, I'm coming into the earth and I'm going to shake it all up and melt it down and move it around. So there is that sort of destabilizing our foundation or our methods. I guess that's a good way to look at it, because Taurus is all about the methods and likes to have its routine and its methods. But Uranus is like, let's do it different. Let's do it different every time. Let's be innovative and unique and interesting and ourselves and freedom seeking and system busting. So those two views could be quite powerful. And Taurus also has to do with financial markets and things too. So like, is this when the housing bubbles are going to pop? We've got the next 7 years. So all kinds of, it'd be interesting if you're into watching finances and the financial markets and currencies and things like that. It would be an interesting time to watch because things are going to change and probably a good time to like sock away your money. And so you can be ready to make investments should everything crash. It's like the rich get richer and the poor get poorer in times of crisis. So if you're ready with your money, then you might be able to jump into some really amazing opportunities as well. So what else do we have going? We're going to be feeling the Uranus in Taurus for the next 7 years. So see where you might have that in your chart, and then you'll kind of have a feel for where it is. It's always good to look at your own chart. A good source for that to go and get your own chart for free is astro.com. And it's a site out of Switzerland. I believe it's Switzerland or maybe Sweden. I think Switzerland. And I really have been so grateful for this site it's almost been 20 years that I've been looking at this site and learning things from the site. So you can get a free chart and you can see what your transits are and you can see what house all this action is going on. It's good to know what area of your life, I think it's helpful to know where it's going to hit or what you're going to be dealing with. So we do have the moon conjoining Uranus in Taurus on the weekend. And there will also be Saturday on the 9th, we'll have a powerful connection, an opportunity between the sun in Pisces and the Capricorn Saturn. So there is a clarity, there is like a bringing down dreams to the earth plane kind of feel. Like, here's the dreams, here's the opportunity to make the dreams real. So if you have a chance to work hard, I think that's probably the best way to do it, is if you can make the right choices Saturday, discipline will be well paid off, creating some sort of like a disciplined structure for yourself in some way, which is such a crazy thing to even say with all this Pisces energy. But we still do need to find, even if it's like as simple as putting essential oil on your pressure points before you go to sleep, like put lavender on your temples and like, whoa, that's just so simple, right? But it can be so grounding and so relaxing, which would be very good to be relaxed. And whatever kind of little method you can use, that will be important right now. Discipline is important. What do we have here? So that the weekend is like, it's a mixed bag, but I would say it's mostly leaning to good stuff. It's going to be, there's like a bit of maybe like unexpected events, but I'd like to think that they're going to be good and enjoyable unexpected events, because there is opportunities going on those days, both days on the weekend. Dreams are in the, like, coming into reality. Dreams made tangible, materializing. So keep your eyes open for the things around you. It's very interesting. So that is a busy week. There is so much change going on and so many things that we all need to integrate. I guess it's about integrating. And really, like, the more sensitive you are, the more you feel all the stuff that's going on. So the more important it is to take precious care of your energy and stay grounded and stay hydrated and make sure that you're eating properly. Always, always make sure that all these are just the basics, right? And exercising and stretching. Even if you just like put each joint in your body through its full range of motion every day, that would go so far to keeping you flexible and young and your body like functioning properly and moving the way it should. So easy to neglect these things, but so important to really just stay tuned into your body, because it keeps you, it's really what we're riding around in here in this bio suit. So staying healthy and staying grounded is the least we can do. And then we can navigate the energies as they go along. But it is Piscean energy. So don't expect miracles of yourself. Be easy on yourself. And if you do take good care of yourself, then you won't be likely to, you know, catch a shitty cold or the flu or something that throws you off your game. It's definitely a time to lay low and take care and be creative. So that's it for this week. If you have any questions or any comments or any suggestions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings for a most beautiful Pisces new moon.